Many areas in the northwest have escaped snow, but many areas have recorded much lower temperatures than in other parts of the country. Last night, -7 was recorded in parts of Donegal, while Leitrim and Sligo recorded temperatures as low as -4 and -5 over the past number of nights. Brendan O'Donnell, the senior engineer with Donegal County Council, says the Fannet and North Inishowen areas have been worst affected in the county. But speaking to Ocean FM News today, he said hopefully we're past the worst.
The council monitor the weather and road surface temperatures continuously from October through to the end of April. That's what we do normally. So I would expect from now on we'll be moving to normal winter weather conditions. So we'll be monitoring weather as normal. And where temperatures drop, then we'll deploy the gutters. I think that the risk for ourselves of snow has passed now. And looking at the weather forecast and the rainfall and snow forecasts, maybe an odd shower of snow, but again, we would get that as a matter of course anyway through the winter. So, we don't expect any extreme weather from here out.
Shea O'Connor, senior roads engineer at Leitrim County Council, says Leitrim too escaped the worst. But he says as conditions improve and more traffic and pedestrians are expected tomorrow, the councils are preparing for those challenges and gritting will continue.
We'll be back out again tonight doing the priority routes. We hope then to have more cruising than tomorrow over the weekend. Probably concentrating on, because people will be coming out again then, on the towns and villages clearing footpaths and the like over tomorrow.
Tom Brennan, senior engineer at Sligo County Council, says that despite getting away lightly in this storm, they'll be monitoring the cold temperatures which are set to continue in the northwest over the coming days.
Well, we're probably over the worst of it from a national point of view, but the weather in the northwest is forecast to remain cold over the next few days and for us to continue to have snow showers. There may be a slight thaw setting in the southeast of the country, but we don't expect that in up here in the northwest. So we'll have to continue to be on standby for the next few days in case of any hard frosts and icy roads. So we will be continuing to monitor it over the weekend as necessary.
Claire Mulcahy, Ocean FM News.